Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff, Stewart, and Daniel with you. So glad you're with us. The news of the day, Purdue baseball has a brand new head coach, Greg Goff, on board. Goff, the last 2 years as a volunteer assistant with the Boilermakers, now elevated today to head coach. And the brand new coach of the Boilermakers joins us here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Coach Goff, welcome. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm smiling from ear to ear.
I can hear it in your voice about that smile from ear to ear. So first off, just congratulations from all of us here. Just take us through this timeline. How did this happen so fast?
Well, you know, I guess, to be honest with you, you know, when Mark made the announcement that he was leaving to go to Oregon, you know, back up to a place where he had been and did so well, you know, then this opportunity kind of started developing. You know, first of all, just having the players and the alumni and things reach out to me after he had left and, you know, were supporting me and hoping that, you know, maybe I would become the next head coach, really was overwhelming. And then, you know, from that point on, you know, I went over and had an opportunity to meet with Dr. Howitt, our baseball administrator and Mike, you know, the athletic director, and, started some conversations. And then, you know, within, you know, basically 48 hours, you know, they were talking about, you know, leading this program. So it happened really fast.
Yes. Yeah, so when were you offered the job?
What day is it?
See, my wife says it's Thursday.
you know, yesterday afternoon, sometime we talked about it, and this morning we reached an agreement and felt like both parties were right where we needed to be, and so we made that agreement this morning.
So how many seconds did you chew on this fact?
it didn't take too long, guys. You know, I told you before how, you know, honored I am to be here and you know, so thankful that Mark gave me a chance to come here 2 years ago. And, you know, this morning as him and I were talking, as we kind of saw this was happening, we were this morning just crying. We were so happy and so thankful to make this happen. And so it was just, it's been overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Chatting with Greg Goff, the brand new Purdue baseball head coach on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Coach, how much of an advantage is it for you assuming a new position as head coach but being so familiar already with the program?
Well, I think that's the best thing, Stuart. I think that transition for everybody, to be honest with you, our coaching staff, you know, our players, our recruits, you know, it's been overwhelming to you know, whenever transition happens sometimes, you bring in new people like that, it does, you lose some momentum, and it's really been awesome. I think we've gained some momentum today and really trying to stay positive with everything. It's just been great, I think, for people to be familiar with me. You know, the last 2 years being and working for Mark as an assistant has been, I think, a really, really big thing with this transition.
And what would be your difference in coaching styles? What can the players expect? To, you know, because obviously you're going to bring in your style of coaching. How does that compare to what was here prior?
Well, hey, I'm not real smart, guys, but I can tell you don't mess with what's going pretty good. You know, Coach Wise is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And, you know, I've been coaching for 26 years, and I've learned so much in the last 2 years working for him. So we're not doing a bunch of changes here. We're just trying to keep the ball rolling, you know, downhill and keep the momentum going that he's built and Coach Roberts built over the last few years. So my job, I hope, is to keep this thing on the right path.
And, Coach, one of my biggest questions, obviously every athletic program is going to be the recruits. And Purdue's kind of a unique place as far as the town, the academics, you know, everything like that. What is kind of your how are you going to go out and recruit and get it so that these kids get here to Purdue?
Well, guys, I mean, you know, I've been to a lot of places, but, you know, what we have to offer here, a young man and their family, is unbelievable. The quality education that they're going to receive here, it's going to open up doors that they wouldn't be able to open up at different places. You know, their future is going to be bright if they come here to Purdue. You know, they're going to have a great chance to get a great degree, have a chance to play for a championship, and hopefully have a chance to play at the next level. And, you know, that's my biggest statement as we go through this recruiting process. You know, we want guys that want to wear the black and gold. We want to have guys that have pride in this Purdue baseball program and want to be here. So it's exciting.
Greg Goff with us, the new Purdue baseball coach on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And, Coach, the last time you were a head coach was at Alabama in 2017, and we know that was a quick stop for you. How did that impact you as a person and also as a coach?
Well, anytime, you know, guys, when you go into a situation and you don't succeed like you want to, you have to evaluate and learn from those things. And that's what I did, you know. And so I'm just so thankful that whenever that happened and went down, you know, Mark was one of the first guys to reach out to me and say, hey, come here and help me build this program with your experiences and things. And so that's what I did. So I'm so honored and privileged to have had a great friend like him to do that. And so, you know, we're just looking forward to the future and trying to build this program and keep it going.
Do you remember that feeling when he got a hold of you and said, hey, come up to West Lafayette?
I did. You know, it was so crazy. My daughters were playing in Chicago, and we were driving up, and, you know, he, you know, reached out to me. I'm like, well, you know, matter of fact, I'm already in Chicago. Can I stop by? And so, you know, it's just amazing how God has had a hand in all this, guys, to be honest with you. My faith is strong as it's ever been, and it's just amazing to see how this whole thing has worked itself out. I mean, I had literally was really about to leave for another position at another university and all those types of things over the last week or so. And for this stuff happened, you know, I just know that my faith and the way things have worked out is as strong as ever.
So considering, you know, how things ended so abruptly at Alabama, is there like that feeling of like unfinished business or just a burning desire inside you about, hey, I want to be a head coach again, and now you are and you're ready to just take this thing to the next level?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. There is nobody more motivated than I am, guys. You know, to have such a, you know, again, a lot of success but before that happened and then not go so well. And now to have this privilege to lead this program, I'm telling you, there's nobody more fired up and more excited and more grateful to Dr. Howard and Mike to give me this opportunity. There's no doubt.
Well, Coach, I can tell the enthusiasm in your voice, and as an athlete, that's huge to know that the coach is excited to be here and wants to be here for me to buy into your system. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. What is it?
All right.
What is it going to take for us to win a Big Ten championship?
Well, I think there's a lot of things in place. You know, I think Mark has come in here and did a tremendous job, so I think that's in place. You know, I think we got to continue to recruit. You know, we want to win the state of Indiana. We want to win the Midwest. We want to be the best option for these young guys and their families, number one. I think we can continue to do that. But more importantly, I want guys that want to be here and play for us. And I think keeping that momentum going is going to be absolutely automatic. And I think if we can continue to do that with the recruits that we got coming in, the returning players that we have, I think it's going to be a great mixture of some very talented young players here.
And, Coach, tell me if you agree with me or not. I thought this season with, you know, a team that has inconsistency, one game they play really well, another game they don't, that's just inexperience. So do these guys, what you're saying is they just need a little bit more time out there.
There's no doubt. You know, my whole deal as a head coach, I wanted to be the oldest team in the league. I think you can't put a price tag on experience. And, you know, this year we were just a little young. And I think as you saw, though, our team matured and had experience, we got better and better at the end. And I think we can just build off of that and just continue, you know, with that growth, you know, with our young guys and then bringing in some new guys and some junior college players. I think when you add those two mixtures together, I think it's going to be an exciting fall for us.
Greg Goff with us, new Purdue baseball head coach on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And, Coach, you have your, you know, a lot of your players spread out around the country playing summer ball. So how do you go about contacting all of them and kind of having that early conversation with them?
Well, that's the first thing that we did. We met with the players here this morning first. I wanted those guys to know first. So we met with our players here, and then, you know, then we started reaching out to the guy that's not here. So I haven't gotten all of them yet. It's kind of the process that we're trying to do, and the recruits, you know, now that you're recruiting so far out in front, there's a number of players and recruits and things like that we have to get a hold of. And so it's going to be a long day but a great day, and I'm looking forward to continuing to, you know, connect with everybody and letting everybody know, you know, how excited I am, guys. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful. And this is such a blessing for me. And I just can't wait to get them all back here this fall and get us all back together as a team and get working towards our goal of winning the Big Ten championship.
So what was your message to the kids this morning?
You know, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. Just gratefulness, you know, as Mark, you know, took that job, those players just responded so heavily to me and our alumni and people outside the community, just, you know, expressing their support for me. And today was just an awesome day to stand there in front of them and let them know that I'm here. I love you. And, you know, that's why I'm here, the relationship with those guys.
And then moving forward with your coaching staff, what are the plans there?
Well, you know, we're so fortunate that Coach Fouts, you know, this was his first year here. He's decided to stay here. So he's going to be continuing our staff. And then, you know, right now we got to find, you know, our pitching coach, Coach Cribby. He took a job with University of Washington. That's where he played probably, I don't know, maybe a week ago. I think it may have been just released today.
Yep.
So he's, you know, taking another job, which is awesome for him. What a great job he did. So we're going to be in the process of hiring a couple of guys, but I want to get that done as soon as we can and let our team know, you know, what our new staff's all about.
Well, Coach, I want to say as a former alumnus, you know, I take a lot of pride in Purdue, especially athletics, and I couldn't be more happy with you becoming the head coach. And if
you've
got me fired up, I'm going to head to the batting cages after this and see if there's any see if there's any eligibility. You can put me in there. You know, I can pinch run. You know, I think I can still do that.
Yes, sir.
But I just want to say congratulations. And again, I can just tell that you got me fired up. And when you can get the team fired up, that's a huge part in being a great coach. And I wish you the best of luck. And let's get that Big Ten championship.
Let's do it, Stuart. Let's do it, man. That means so much to me. And anytime you want a little batting practice, come on out there. I knew when I played as a player, I threw good BP and gave up a lot of home runs, so I think I still can do that.
Perfect. That's perfect. Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations once again, and have a great summer.